Alright, we'll start at the Mishnah on Amud Aleph. So Mishnah is almost going to summarize a little of what we've been discussing over the last day or two. So Ad Shelo Nimchaka Megillah, before the Megillah is erased, Amren Yisholta, she says, I want to drink at Megillah Tanik Nezet. Her Megillah is put into Gneza, Uminchata Mitparzeret Al HaDeshen. And the mincha is spread on the deshen. The deshen is an area where they put discarded carbonate or stuff that needed to be burnt. Here, Rashi says mitperez. It means that it's nisrefet in the azara. And the megillah, despite the fact that it was written l'shma for a sota, but since it was written specifically for her, it may not be used for another sota. Nimchaka megillah. Megillah is already erased. And then she says that I admit to being tamei. Then amayim nishpachim, the waters are spilt. Uminchata mitparzeret al hadeshen. Again, the waters are spilt out, and the mincha goes on. The deshen is burnt up. Nimchaka megillah v'amra inishota. Now, if the megillah is erased, and she says I will not drink. Me'arin ota u'mashkin ota bal korcha. That we force her to drink it against her will. And obviously this will be, right, dependent on yesterday's daf, about exactly when do we force her and under what circumstances do we force her. Eina, mafseket lishtot. So when she does drink, she doesn't finish even get complete drinking. Achipanam or recoat, so her face changes colors. Ve'eina, boltot or eyes stick out. Behemit malad gidim, her veins or arteries start to stick out. Ve'emomrim hotziu. Take her out, shaluti tamei azara, that she won't make the azara tamei. Im yesh la zchut, haita tolela. If she has a zchut, then it helps her out. Yesh zchut, tolela shana achat. There's some zchuyot that are able or capable of holding out for a year. Yesh zchut tolela beis shanim. There's some zchuyot that could hold her for 2 years. And yesh zchut tolela kimo shanim. Some zchuyot that allow her to delay the process by 3 years. Ganomayr ben Azai, Chayav Adam lelamed et bito Torah, Shim tishteh, right, Teidash aschut tolela, right, so you are obligated to teach your daughter Torah so that she will understand in the instant where the meisilta do not work immediately, even though she is guilty, that she won't assume that the meisilta don't work, but she will be aware of the fact that there could be schuyot that postpone the efficacy of the Meisuta. Right, so now there is a different girsot here. The prevalent girsa is Kilu Lomda Tiflut, right? The Tzibi teaches her
frivolity or impropriety.
Yibshura Omer, Yitza Yishabikav Vitiflut, Meitet Kabim Uprishut. And so to see, these are all members of the Tanaim that will be explicated in the Gemara, but a woman would prefer a kav with tiflut, with the fooling around or not seriousness, tet kabim uprishut, then tet kabim and being separated or serious. All these things destroy the world, and again, I won't go into them because Gemara is going to spend time on each of these. So when I was learning by Rabbi Akiva, I used to put this copper based solution or into the deal, into the ink. And he never said anything to me. After I left Rabbi Akiva and I went to Rabbi Shmuel, I'm like, Bini, Mamlach Ducha. Says, what's your profession? Amartali, Lab Lavarani, I am a sofer. I'm like, Bini, Avizahir, Shamlach Ducha, Malachat Shemaim. Be very careful, you know, your work is the work of heaven. Shema Tachziro Tachat, oh, right, Tayatir, Al. Maybe you will leave out a letter or add a letter. And you'll destroy the world. I mean that the exactness of your profession demands that you be very careful, because if you're not, right, the outcome or the results can be devastating. In fact, I have the stuff that I put into the yo. Amali, he said back to me, Bichi Matum, Kankantol, it's open to you. Right, it's really possible that you can put Kankantum, this copper based solution, into the ink. Ator Amra, Umacha, right, Vikat Macha, by the Parsha Sultat, says that it can't be erased. Kitab, Yishukalim, Chot, right, so that it has to be writing that can't be erased. And Kankantum, that strengthens the Yod to the point where it holds to the parchment in a way that it doesn't erase properly. So Mike Amalei, or Mike Mahadalei, seems to be they're having a conversation and they're discussing different issues. I mean, they're making statements and not a dialogue that's going back and forth. So Achik Amalei, Lomi Baibi Chaserot Yeterot. So he answered back to him, Rabbi Meir asked back to him, don't worry about Chaserot Yeterot to Bakiana. I'm an expert in these areas. You're worried maybe a fly will come, right? The Dilma Ativiyati Vatagi the Dalit, and he'll land on the little crown of the Dalit, meaning the part that sticks out and makes squares off the Dalit. Umachikle and erase it umashavile resh, and he'll make into a resh that will cause problems. Don't worry, I have the permanent marker. I have the stuff that doesn't erase, even if the fly lands on it. Now the Gemara is going to challenge that from a separate brisa. Hini, is this really true? Vahatanya, we have a brisa that seems to indicate that it went the other way around. Amar Rabbi Meir, Sha'iti Lamei Torah Yitzel Rabbi Yishmael. So he was learning Rabbi Yishmael. Ha'iti Matzil Kan Kedum Atokha, the Ovel Amar Lidavar. He didn't say, Dik Mishabati Yitzel Rabbi Akiva, Asara Alai. He asked it on me. So in the second brisa, he's learning by Rabbi Yishmael, and then goes to Rabbi Akiva, as opposed to the first brisa where he was learning by Rabbi Akiva, and then switched to Rabbi Yishmael. So kasha shimush ashimush, kasha asra asra. So now the two problems with the brisa. One is shimush, the order in which he was mishamesh the Rebbeim, which is in the first brisa he was mishamesh Rabbi Akiva and then Rabbi Yishmael. In the second brisa he was mishamesh Rabbi Yishmael and then Rabbi Akiva. And secondarily, there's also an issue which is who was oser the kankatum. Right? In each one, the first person allowed the kankatum, or never said anything, which seemed to be an implicit acquiescence to using the kankatum. And then the second Tana, when it came to them, said, don't use the kankatum. So shimush, as shimush lo kasha, the servicing them or learning by them, that's not a kasha. Meikara, ato lekamei de Rabbi Akiva. Right? But first, he was learning by Rabbi Akiva. Came to Amatikama libei. He couldn't understand Rabbi Akiva. He couldn't keep up with Rabbi Akiva. Ato lekamei de Rabbi Shmuel, begamar gimor. Then he went and learned. He got all his learning down. Then he returned later to Rabbi Akiva. Savar Savara. The Rabbi Akiva Savar Savara. Because Rabbi Akiva was, after he had the basics down, he was able to follow Rabbi Akiva's logic, able to follow Rabbi Akiva's questions. And therefore he moved back to Rabbi Akiva. So that deals with the Shimush, the order. Because he was both. He was both Rabbi Shmuel before Rabbi Akiva, and in Rabbi Akiva before Rabbi Shmuel. El Asra, Asra Kasha. So what about the Saka Lacha either way? That Gemara says Kasha. That leaves as a Kasha. The Gemara says we're unable to reconcile. There's a very important Rashi here at the bottom. The last Rashi on the Amud says, V'adar Atta L'kamei D'Rabbi Kiva L'Nis Bar Svara. At the end, he goes back to Rabbi Kiva to learn the logical arguments. So what does that mean? La'amod Alikar Tamei HaMishnah. To understand the fundamental reasons, are the core reasons for the Mishnayot. Ibnei mazeh tamei, vizeh tohor, vizeh asur, vizeh mutar. Vama'a kol davar nismach. What is the reasoning? Not just knowing, meaning that when he went to Bishmael and learned Gemara Gemira, that the Gemara means is just learning the Mishnah, physically learning the Lashona Mishnah, knowing the Mishnayot. Meaning that's just a quantitative statement of learning the Gemara or the Mishnayot. They didn't have Gemara, right, because they were Tanayim. And which is the source in the pasuk for this? What was a Mishnah and a Gemara in the time of the Tanaim? They didn't have a Gemara like we have it. So Mishnah meant learning the Mishnayot. You learning the physical Mishnayot, knowing the text that was in the Mishnayot. What was Gemara or Svara in the time of the Tanaim, which they called their Gemara? That was the ability to then understand why the Mishnayot looked this way, where the sources for the Mishnayot were, and based on that, Rashi says, right, l'havin davar mitoch davar, to apply the Mishnayot to new cases. שהדבר חדש נשאל בבית המדרש, ואיך אני עומדו, ואיזה משנה ידמו. Where will they give the psak halacha from? Which Mishnah will direct them to understand this new concept or new question, and which Mishnah will they compare it to? So there, Gemara was understanding the qualitative aspect of the Mishnayot, understanding where they come from, their sources, their mikorot, how to apply them, questioning different Mishnayot, and resolving those questions between the Mishnayot. That was the Gemara or the Svara of the time of the Tanaim. And that's what he did. When he went to Rabbi Shmuel, he learned the Mishnayot in terms of the text, and learned all the quantitative amounts of the Mishnayot. Then he came to Rabbi Akiva to learn the Svara, how to apply, how to understand the Mishnayot, and then how to apply or use those Mishnayot to further his learning and be able to give Psak Halacha. Continue with the Brayse of Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Omer Haya Rabbi Meir, L'chol Matilim Kan Ketum L'toch Hadiyot. So the Brayse says, Rabbi Yehuda says, that Rabbi Meir said that you can put Kan Ketum into the ink for everything, Chutz miPashat Sotah Bilvad, except for Parshat Sotah. I mean, this, if you're writing a Sefer Torah, you can put in Kan Ketum except when you're writing the Parshat Sotah in the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mishmo Chutz miPashat Sotah Shel Mikdash. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Mishmo, except for the Parshat Sotah that's found in the Mikdash. Not in the Sefer Torah, but in the Mikdash. My binayu, what's the difference between them? Amar Emir, Lemichok Ma Min HaTorah Yikah binayu. Whether you're able to use the Parshat Sotah in the Torah for a Sotah. And that, according to Rabbi Meir, you can use at least the way the Gemara is learning now, you could use the Parshat Sotah in the Torah, and therefore he required the Parshat Sotah in the Torah to be able to be erased. So therefore he could use the place Kankatum in the ink only when he's writing everything besides Parshat Sotah. When he got the Parshat Sotah, they used regular ink so that in case somebody wanted to use the Parshat Sotah from the Torah, they'd be able to erase it.
When Meir asks, says that he's going to give everything except for Parshat Sotah, so that we learn, we said before that Rabbi Akiva asked for him for using Kankatum, so we understand that now to mean that he asked him specifically to use it just by Sotah.
Okay, so that's Rabbi, Rashi mentions over here, Rashi asks over here, Kotov, Shiuchalim Chot, it's the Rashi after the Gemara, it's about towards the last end of the Gemara, it says, Kotov, Shiuchalim Chot, Rabbi Shmuel Saber, Mochi King La Mina Torah, Velo Bai Ktiva Lishma, Parshat Sotah Lechudak Kapit, only on Parshat Sotah. Right, so that when he says, Kotov, Shiuchalim Chot, right, when Rabbi Shmuel was challenging Rabbi Meir who used Kan Ketum, right, he said, you can erase it from the Torah, and the only thing he was challenging him from was Parshat Sotah. That's what Rashi says, exactly what you're suggesting over here, that when Rabbi Meir came here and left it out of Parshat Sotah, that's the result of the challenge, right, from Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, who asked for it. According to Rashi, it sounds like when they were challenging him, they were only challenging him on Parshat Sotah, not on the Kol HaTorah, not on Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay, Rabbi Yaakov, we said Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Chutz miPashat Sotah Shel Mikdash. So what does Rabbi Yaakov hold? That's Ika Beinayu. So again, let's just repeat it again. Ika Beinayu is whether you're allowed to be Mochek Min HaTorah. Right, whether you're allowed to be Mochek Min HaTorah depends on this Machlokis. Rabbi Meir says you could be Mochek Min HaTorah, therefore write the Parshat Sotah without the Kan Ketum in it. Whereas Rabbi Yaakov says, no, you can't use it from the Torah. It has to be written, let's see in a second, maybe written in the Shema. If it has to be written in the Shema, then it can only be written specifically for the Sotah. And it doesn't matter. The Torah, you never need to erase the whole Parshiot because you're never going to use the Parshat Sotah from the Torah. So Mar says, Ani Tanai, Ihani Tanai. This Machlokes Tanai will be similar to another Machlokes Tanai. May I have the Tanya? Hey, Megillah, Tak Shira, Lashkub, Basotah, Keret. Rabbi Megillah is not kosher to use for another Sotah. Rabbi Akai, Rabbi Yoshi, Omer, Megillah, Tak Shira, Lashkub, Basotah, Keret. You can reuse the Megillah of the Sotah. So Mar says, so based on this, it'll be the same, right? It'll be the same question. If you require a single parsha or Megillah to be used the Sotah, that is a demanding of the Shema. It has to be written specifically for the Sotah. That's written specifically for the Sotah, so too by the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is not going to help you because that parsha was not written for Sotah.
It's supposed to. It's not a quote from our Mishnah.
Yeah. I mean, our Mishnah says that, but I'm not saying this is a price. Oh, but our Mishnah does say the same thing as this. Rabbi Akai bar Rabbi Yoshi Omer Mikilatak Shira Lashkopasotah Heret, which implies that you do not need the Shema. Right? If you don't need lishma, that means you can take any parts of the sukkah, whether it's written for another woman, or if it's written in a sefer Torah, you can take it. So therefore, we're going to suggest now that Rabbi Meir, who says you can use the sefer Torah, holds like Rabbi Achai by Rabbi Oshia, that says you can take any parts of the sukkah. And Rabbi Yaakov, who says you can only use a specific one from written for the sukkah, holds like the Tanakhama and the Braisa that Imigo Taksharalash Gopasuta, right? Tsara Papa Dilmalohi. Maybe that's not true. Maybe they do not necessarily, this Machokas Tanai doesn't necessarily line up. Atan Lokamar Tanaka Hatam Elohim Inta Kushum Rachel Lohaja Mintaka Lushum Leya. Maybe the Tanakhama and the Braisa believes that you can't switch between women, because when you wrote it for a specific woman, we don't want, you can't then try to change it to another woman. That was the Stamak Tiva. But if you write a sefer Torah that has no intention for any woman whatsoever, then you can later apply it or use it for a woman. It's only when it's specifically written for a woman, you can't then change it to another woman. But it's written stam like a sefer Torah, which has no one in mind, maybe you could use it. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak with Dilma Lohi. He tries to undermine it from the other hand. Adka Bokamar Rabbi Akai Rabbi Oshia Tam Ela Migilah Deis Alot Be'olam. That Rabbi Oshia believes that the only time that you can use any Megillah for different women is if those Megillot were written specifically for the Alot, for the curse, to be used as a Megillat Sota. So even though despite you switching between women, at least the Megillah was written for the purpose of being erased as Megillat Sota. Right, that a Torah that is written is not written for Parshat Sota, it's written to be to learn from. Right, maybe he wouldn't agree that you can't be Mokakit. So even though he doesn't require the Shema, he might require at least a minimum, right? A minimum
of
the same Sota. Exactly. Very good. So the Gemara says, well, if that's true, so the Gemara is now challenging Rabbi Chai Bar Obsha's position in the Brice of Rabbi Chai Bar Obsha, Leislei, Kot of the Garish Tish Tov Dimlach, right? So if someone writes a get for his wife and decides that he doesn't want to use it, Matzah Beni Ro, Garmelo Shemcha, Shem Yishtika, Shem Yishtika, right? My name is like your name, we have the same names, and our wives have the same names, right? Why don't you go ahead, you know, listen, I wrote the get already, I'm not going to be using it, but maybe you have some use for it. So he says, Pasul Gareshbo, you're not allowed to use it. Why? Amriyatim the cult of law. Amach Rachbanan. It says got the law safer kritut. So the law means for her in particular. So be in a ketiva lishma. You have to write it specifically for the man, the woman, and then the city. Everything has to be done lishma. And therefore you can't transfer a get. You can't use a get that was written for one woman for another woman. So how could it be that Rabbi Baruch says you can switch the parshiyot sota over here when he holds like the, right, the fact that a get cannot be switched. So Mara says over here, Alchanami Basallah. Our parshiyot sota says you do Basallah. Basallah implies that it must also be done lishma. So the Gemara says, no problem, ma'asiya, what's the asiya, where's the asiya written? That's written about mitika, the erasing of the parsha must be done lishma. It doesn't say the cult of law in our parsha of sota, that has to be written lishma, all it says basa, that you do it. What's the doing in the parsha of sota? Doing the parsha of sota is the erasing, making the mei hamarim, making the borders that the sota is going to drink. That must be done lishma, but the actual writing of the parsha, doesn't matter how you have a parsha with writing on it, that's not relevant. What's relevant is when you erase it, you erase it for the specific woman who it's going to be used for. Alright, now Mark continues and discusses the Mishnah. In again, we still talk about Emmerich. Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? It sounds like Rabbi Shimoni. Why? Damar Makrivet Minchata, Vakartak Mashke. Because what happens immediately as she drinks? Right, the waters take effect on her. Now we said before, according to the one who says that you bring the mincha after she drinks, the waters will not take effect until you brought the mincha. So over here we see no delay in her drinking, which must imply that the mincha was already brought prior to this. And that's like Mishimon's opinion we learned yesterday, that what? That the mincha was brought prior to the shkata sota, the megiva mincha, tavakra mashke, the kamad lo karva mincha tal, lo bad ki lamayim. We know that the mincha doesn't work until, or the mayim doesn't work until the mincha is brought, yechtiv minchat zikaron mashkeret avon. Right, because it says that the mincha is a mincha zikaron mashkeret avon. It mentions the avon. How does it mention the avon? It mentions the avon by being the trigger for allowing the waters to work. Right, so ema seifa. So what about the seifa? If Rabbi Shimon is the author of our Mishnah, what about the seifa? Yesh la schut haitatola lo. If she has a schut, it postpones the effects of the waters. We learned earlier in Perek Rishon what the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, we're going to see later again, that Rabbi Shimon believes What? That schus is in Tola. There's no such thing as schus Tola, otherwise it'll be motzi laz al the me'amarim. It'll make people think that the me'amarim don't work, and therefore there's no such thing as schus Tola. So how could he be the author of our Mishnah if it says schus Tola in our Mishnah? So, that's on the Rabbonon. That goes with your burden. See, Rabbi Shimon, Adal Marim, schus Tola by my ma'amarim. He says schus doesn't work by my ma'amarim. I'm Rav Chista, Hamani. No, but we have an in-between opinion who is Rabbi Akiva. Right, we saw Rabbi Akiva yesterday, right? So now, depending, this is probably what drove Rashi to say that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon, because here the Gemara is going to set up Rabbi Akiva to be like Rabbi Shimon. But Tosfos, like when he brought down Rabbi Nachanan, what he can say is that there is two Tanoim, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. There is one Tano who believes that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon. There is another Tano who thinks that he holds like the Rabbonon. So the Gemara says, how many Rabbi Akiva? How many Rabbi Akiva? How many Rabbi Akiva? Like Rabbi Shimon, he believes the Mincha comes before the Shkia. By the position of schus, however, like Rabbanan, he holds like Rabbanan. So Rabbi Akiva can be the author of the Mishnah because he can hold on both sides. He can hold like Rabbi Shimon in terms of the order, and he can hold like the Rabbanan with regards to schus, and he will be the author of our Mishnah. Alright. Vayim Omrim Hotziu, take her out of the Mikdash. Now, my time. Why do we want her to leave? Where is she positioned? She's positioned in Shar Niknor. Shar Niknor is Lonitz Kadesh. She's in a part of the Mikdash that has the same Kedusha as Harabait, Ezra Nashim and Shar Niknor, which don't have Kedushas in Azara, and therefore they have the status, right, or at least the Gabay Mace, they have a status as Machane Leviyah, which is Harabait. And we know, we've learned this in Nazir, we're about to do the Limud again, that you're allowed, a Tamei Mace and a Mace are allowed to be in Machane Leviyah. So she dies there. What's the big deal? It might not be the Dilma Meita. Remember, the Meita also be an Achan Eliviyah. The Meita is also to be an Achan Eliviyah. But Atanya, we embrace a Tamei Meit Mutar Likanes Lamachan Eliviyah. The Tamei Meit is allowed to go into the Machan Eliviyah. The Lo Tamei Meit Bilvad. And not only is the Tamei Meit allowed to be in there, but Amru, Ella, if you will make that small, even a mace itself can be in the Machane Leviyah. Shenamar, Vekach Moshe, that's Mod Yosef, Imo. What does it mean, Imo? Imo b'mechit Zadel. Moshe had the Asmod Yosef with him, literally, in his encampment, which was Machane Leviyah. So Amru Abaye, Shema Tifros Nisa. Now we're afraid, not of a problem of Nisa, but a problem that she might become a Nida. And we know that is true, that a Zab and a Zaba and a Nida are precluded from being in Machane Leviyah. Lememra, so that suggests that vi'utata mirakya, that fear causes a woman to menstruate. In the chtiv, that is true. You know why? Because it says, v'titchalchel ha'malka me'od. That means, what is v'titchalchel ha'malka written by Esther? What does that mean? That when she got the news, she was very distraught. V'amarav, she pierced a nida. That she became a nida. She menstruated. And that was the cause. When she became distraught, or she had a certain amount of fear about what was going on, that caused it to be a nida. V'amar says, v'anan t'nan. Right? Don't we have a Mishnah nida that says, chareda mesaleket damim. Right, so the Gemara says, don't we have, there's the Mishnah in Nida says that if there are attackers coming to the city and the woman's hiding out, there's a distinct possibility she will not see her, right, her normal menstrual cycle, even at the time of her onah. So we see that what? That fear causes the menstruation to not come, not that it causes it to come. So how do you reconcile between the Mishnah in Nida versus our Mishnah over here, or the Braisa that we brought so far? So Gemara says, well, there's a difference between Pakad and Yira. Pakad or Tzamit, Biututa Mirafya. Right? Pakad causes the blood to come away, or to dry up, or close up. Biututa, fear, right, it causes Mirafya, loosens it up. What's the difference between Pakad and Yira? So Rashi says it over here. Pakad is Daga, Sheina Ba'apit Om. It's not a sudden fear, it's a continuous fear, something that is nagging at the person. Whereas bi'utata means a sudden fear that it comes upon them, hava abapit om, that comes suddenly. The Malvin in his Otzer Amilim, right, discusses in the Torah, he has a section in the Otzer Amilim that discusses words that are very similar, and he says what's the difference between them. So in Pakad and Yira, and he discusses that. Pakad is something that comes from afar. It's not a present fear, it's not a fear that's opposite you, but a worry, something that is outside your normal, you know, outside your scope of your world right now, but something that you fear will happen in the future that's coming. It's a daga, it's a worry. So that type of worry, that type of fear causes the nidalasamit, right, to the blood to dry up or to close up. Whereas biyuta is like a sudden fear. For me, that's a, right. It could be panic, right? But also something that's right, trauma, panic, something that is present to you right now, something that you're dealing with immediately, and is here in the now. And that's a the pitom could either be the fear itself, meaning that you get a sudden shock, or pitom means that it's in your immediate sphere right now, that the fear is existent and you must deal with it now. That type of fear causes merafio. That causes the menstruation to come. All right, yes, the mabim, the mabim. All right, yes, was chut. All right, I thought tola. Mani must be said. Who's the author of Mishnah that says the chut is tola? Lo Abba Yosef ben Kanan, velo Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yitzchak ish far darom, velo Rabbi Shmuel. None of these opinions. Titania, we have a brisa. In yes, was chut tola la shloshach hadashim. And so the first opinion says, what if she has a chut that holds out for 3 months? Kedei hakarat ubar, divrei Abba Yosef ben Kanan. The amount of time it takes for an ubar to be recognized. Right, then, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yitzchak, Ish Kfar Dorom, Omer, Teit Chadashim, and holds out for her for 9 months. Shenemar, Nikta, Bit, Nizra, Zera. That is, she's clean, meaning that things work out, Bit, Nizra, Zera. She will, what? She will become pregnant. So what does it mean, Bit, Nikta? Could mean Nikta means that she's really innocent, and therefore she has a Zera, or Nikta means here means that she has a Schus. And that's Schus, the Nizra Zera. And that's because pregnant, but she'll be postponed out the amount of time of a pregnancy. Well, Halan Umer, right, it says in the Pasuk of Tehillim, Zera Yavdena Yisupar, right, that the Zera that she had, the offspring that she has, that's the literal interpretation went down, the offspring that you have, Yisupar, will speak to your good deeds. But here it means Zera Harazoy Lisaper, meaning that this, but over here it means Zera that is able to speak. So to over here, what is Nikta ben Israel Zera? What is the Nikta is the innocence because of its Skuyot? Skuyot are able to speak. How do they speak? Through the Zera. What's the Zera? That is a pregnancy. So 9 months is the amount of time that a Skus will be Tola. Now he says also again, the first opinion that said it's 3 months is the Nikta ben Israel Zera is that Kishir Ha'ubar. I mean the amount of time that it becomes the Uber tree, not the full term of a pregnancy, but ben Israel Zera until the point of time where you can see a Zera. When can you see a Zera in a pregnancy? After 3 months. So v'nikta means that she has a schus that'll hold her for 3 months. Last opinion is Rabbi Shmuel Omer, 12 chodesh, 12 months. Even though there's no proof to this, there is a raya to this from the psukim in Daniel. Psukim in Daniel are talking about the dream that Nebuchadnezzar has, and Daniel is interpreting the dream of what Nebuchadnezzar has and is telling him that he's actually, because of his haughtiness, he's going to be deposed as a king, and he's going to be thrown to the animals to live for years. It says, Lahain Malki Yishpar Alayich Batarayich Mitzikat. So Daniel gives a suggestion to Nebuchadnezzar after he tells him about the dream, what to do. He says, you want to protect yourself and not have this dream come true? Therefore, Lahain Malka, right? Malka Milki Yishpar Alayich, right? You, the king, it should be good with you, the words on you, Allah. V'chata'ak b'tzidkat ruk, right? That your sins can be cleared with staka, you can be freed with staka. V'avyatak b'michan anyan, if you take care of the poor people, the ways that you've gone astray will be cured. Hain, to have a arkav shalbuta, that will elongate your shalva, your peaceful state, and that you will not go into this state of being punished, right, by doing staka and taking care of the aniyim. Rashi says over here, it's a very, very interesting Rashi. Top Rashi on the Omid Aleph here, Kafabon Aleph, I say, Orech Zman Lishlomech, you have more peaceful time. Shlomeo Alecha Pranot, the bad things won't come to you. Bechain Asan Bukhadzer. Bukhadzer actually did this. Hayam Mikabetz Bechoyom Aniyeh Yisrael, Shevi Begolak. He would collect every day all the Aniyim that he brought into Golad, he exiled. He would Tzrichim Zonot, Umifar Nesam, and he would take care of them. Ap Daniel, and even Daniel, Shesir Itzazu, Lekach Nitzkavein. When he gave him this advice, that's what Daniel had in mind. He saw, so the Jews were very poor, they were going around begging. He says, you know what? The book needs a schus, the Jews need some help here, you know, let's get together and we can solve a problem. So it's very interesting Rashi that Daniel, right, had this in mind. When he told Nebuchadnezzar to hold out and how to solve the problem, he did it having in mind that that would also help out the Jews. So what's the proof from here? It says after that in the parsha, the next pasuk says, after 12 months, right, what happens? After 12 months, it says that he does. He gets punished, and he gets thrown out of the palace and put with the behemoth. So you see, it postponed his punishment by 12 months. So you see that tchuyot postponed for 12 months. So over here, by tziltah, it postponed for 12 months. So now Gemara says, olam, so again, who's the author of our Mishnah who says that it's supposed to be told that 1 year, 2 years, and 3 years? So far, the maximum we have is 12 months, which is 1 year. So Gemara says, no, Rabbi Shmuel, it is with olam, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is the author of our Mishnah, Ashba, Krad, Amar. Brings the pasuk from Amos, Daniel Dichtiv, Kam Hashem al shlosha pishei Adom, for the three sins of Adom. So you see that Hashem is marif af, even for three times. So three times, what's the three? We know the harakat af that we had by Nebuchadnezzar is 1 year. So if he's marif three times back, that is up to 3 years that he will be marif af, which is our mission. So the mission says 1, 2, or 3 years. Umay, apple pishein raila dachavar zeikla davar. Why isn't that a good proof? Why do Rabbi Shmuel say that it's only a zeikla davar and not a full proof? Maybe it's because this is written about by non-Jewish nations, about Edom. And maybe Hashem's interaction with them is different than his interaction with Bnei Yisrael. With his interaction with the Goyim, maybe he postpones, meaning that he goes lightly on them, he takes his time in punishing them, because he has no reason to punish them in Olam Hazeh in order to protect their Olam Haba. So if he doesn't get them now, he'll get hurt in Olam Haba. Whereas a Jew, he wants to protect their Olam Haba, and therefore he'll ensure that the din is done properly in the Olam Hazeh in order that he will be protected in the Olam Haba. All right, stop here.